episode 510 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy and Donna. The Rhine River has been a major thoroughfare for the shipping of goods and people since Roman times. Even today, it still serves as a major European river for transport. Donna recently was able to travel the Rhine for her anniversary with her husband on board the Ama Serena on the Rhine Castles and Swiss Alps cruise. So let's get started. This one's cool because I had a Rhine cruise scheduled and then COVID hit.
Well, you'll just have to reschedule it, George. Yeah,
yes. Do it. Yep. So did you start out at Amsterdam or Basel?
No, we actually started. I did years ago in 2019, I did the Christmas markets cruise and I started in Amsterdam and worked south. This time I did the other direction. I started south and went north.
Is there any advantage to one or the other?
Well, the thing is that I noticed is that when you're heading from Amsterdam south to Basel, the river flows, you're going against the current, and usually you don't get quite as much time in the ports because it takes you more time to actually travel between. When you're going with the flow, you tend to get there a little faster because, and especially now because the Rhine is so high, a month before they actually couldn't even get it down to Basel. You actually, they would pick you up in Basel and then bus you to Strasbourg because the river was so high that the ships couldn't go under the bridges.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say the water was so low they couldn't.
No, they've gotten a lot. They got inches and inches and inches of rain on top of the normal snowpack. So yeah, it was a little iffy. So
the river flowing south to north, that sounds like a trivia thing that we need to make a note of.
There you go. See? Yeah.
Putting that in my brain. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, the mountains, it's basically the mountains to the sea. So just think of it that way. I mean, you're going from the Alps to the North Sea.
Okay. Makes sense.
So did you fly in early and get some extra time in Basel?
We did actually, because I actually dropped my daughter off at a friend's house in Germany. So we actually flew in a couple of days early, dropped her off, and then went to, came into Basel and spent the night in Basel the night before. Honestly, I would definitely recommend doing that because you do not want to just hit the ground running when you've got, a 6-8 hour flight, and you're tired because nobody sleeps well on airplanes. Even if you're in first class.
Yeah. So what did you get to see in Basel while you were there?
So we actually just kind of wandered. Basel is actually a city of museums. And what we learned is that they were mostly closed on the day we were there.
Okay.
So needless to say, we got there and we just wandered, actually. So we were staying right in the market square at the Hotel Martoff. Very nice historic hotel, and I was very, very fortunate they upgraded me. So I was in this amazing suite that had a cupola with a bar table that you could basically have your breakfast overlooking the market square and the Rathaus, which is the city hall, the old city hall, and it was built in the 1500s. And then I had this nice, like, huge tranquility tub that I could actually, like, stretch out and fit. It was so nice.
Wow.
So I took a nice hot bath that night.
There you go.
After we had fondue for dinner. So.
All right. So you boarded the ship. What were your first impressions?
Well, the great thing about Ama Waterways is, and unlike ocean cruising, most people are very familiar with ocean cruising. River cruising is a much smaller ship. There's only usually there's less than 200 people on the ship. And some of them, with Ama, it's actually closer to 150 on the ship. And so all of your, most of your excursions are covered. There are a few exceptions. However, for the cruise we were doing, everything was included. They do have, of course, all the meals that are included. Now, if you get a cocktail that is outside of those meal times or happy hour, those are extra. However, during happy hour, they have a whole list of drinks, whether you want the drink of the day or you want couple of different beers and everything and cocktails that are included during the sip and sail hour. And that kind of carries over. So right at, you'll notice it. So dinner starts at 7 o'clock. At 6:45, everybody's going to get their next round to take it with them to dinner.
Good tip.
And then you go to dinner and believe me, Elena, who was the wine steward, was pouring drinks like you would not believe. If you even touched your glass, she was pouring more wine in it. So
that's so dangerous about wine, because you can't really say how many glasses you had if your glass is never empty.
That is definitely true. So yes.
Nice.
But it's a nice ship. I mean, I've been on a couple of different river cruises, and honestly, they're all the same size, except for the Ama Magna, which that's on the Danube. They're all exactly the same size because they've got to be a certain size limitations to fit into the locks. But it's a matter of how much space they have in the rooms, the cabins that they're in. We were in a, I guess you'd kind of call it a mini suite, because it did have a chair and everything. We had a French balcony and a regular balcony. And that's kind of the third level room. And then there's the suites above that. So,
yeah, that's a good size room.
It is. It is. Yeah. I mean, especially when there's two people, you're not kind of climbing over each other.
So but your was bathroom nice. Was nice and big?
It is. So you got plenty of room. Jeff was very, very pleasantly surprised. And then, of course, because I've been on so many Ama cruises, there was a nice couple of bottles of wine sitting in my room as a thank you.
So. Awesome.
All right, so you set sail out of Basel. What was your first stop?
Well, actually, so it stayed in Basel that day, and because we had spent the night before, then so you could, they actually had it where you could go on a tour of Basel in the morning and then do Lucerne in the afternoon, or you could spend all day in Lucerne. And since we had kind of more or less seen parts of Basel, we decided to spend the entire day in Lucerne. Lucerne, of course, is one of the most beautiful cities in Switzerland. Gorgeous vistas everywhere. The food is amazing. The beer is very, very, very good. We got to see the Lion Monument, as well as just kind of wander. And it was really nice because that was one of the few days that we really had adequate time and we didn't feel rushed. And so we actually spent the whole day there, and it was funny that it was kind of threatening rain. It was supposed to rain starting at lunchtime, but they kept pushing it off. We walked on the bus, it started sprinkling, and before we even left Lucerne, it was pouring. So we couldn't have timed it better.
Wow.
Okay. So after Lucerne, you went to Strasbourg?
Strasbourg.
Okay.
Yes. So that one is actually the longest sail day because we sailed all night and actually even part of the day the next morning. So we got into, I guess, port, I want to say about 10 o'clock in the morning. And the port it's about a 30-minute drive. So they've actually got motor coaches that take you from the ship to the downtown area in Strasbourg. Strasbourg is a French city. Although it's been French and German and then German and then French and then French and then German, and it's been French since I think World War II. So, but it has a lot of influences. They speak three different languages there, but the thing is that it's actually the headquarters for the European Union. So there's a lot of very, very large, office buildings in Strasbourg, and it is a very, very multicultural city, because not only do they have all of the European Union members, they've also got all of the other countries that are trying to meet with the European Union come in. There's a wide variety of different restaurants and all. And smack dab in the middle of the historic area is the Strasbourg Cathedral, Notre Dame. Beautiful Gothic church. It's actually the fourth tallest church in the world. Nice. Maybe it was in Europe. But it is one of the, it is a very, very old church from like the 1500s. Gorgeous stained glass windows. And then also there's an area called Le Petit France. And it is a French little area that is very, it's almost very Tudor style in its whitewash and dark timbers. And these are old buildings that have been in existence, I think, since the 1300s. And it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site to visit. And it's on the water just like other canal cities, but this is much smaller scale.
So crazy when they're like, you know, that old.
That's the thing, seeing things that existed before we were even a country.
Oh yeah, like hundreds of years before. Yeah,
exactly. Wow. Exactly.
Wow. All right. So next, it looks like you're into Speyer.
Speyer. Now Speyer is a medieval town. The cathedral that you have to understand is the center of town is usually the cathedral. In all these little towns, there's always a cathedral or a church or something in the center of the city. And all roads lead to that particular cathedral. And as you're walking up, you'll see it. That cathedral was built again in like the 1500s. And Speyer was actually one of the favorite places that Helmut Kohl used to like to bring all of his dignitaries to, because it's a cute little town. They're actually, they did not invent the pretzels, but they claim it. And actually on the cathedral, there are pretzels carved into the stone of the cathedral.
All right. I'm all for that. I mean, I'm into pretzels.
So you know what? We had to go to the beer garden and have pretzels and beer. Oh, darn.
You lost me at the beer.
But it's a cute little town, very quiet. And this was a very interesting city because the Jewish quarter, it was one of the, during basically from the 1500s on to about World War II, Speyer was one of the very few areas in Europe that Jews had more rights and had more property and everything and had more of an equal footing than the Germans that were living there. And so it was a very interesting, we went by this Jewish historic museum, and they had baths that you could actually go in and get blessed and everything. And you kind of learned about how the Jews in that area created their own little town. And it wasn't really a ghetto. It was more like a area of the city. And the other thing that's there, and we, of course, we didn't have enough time. We had very limited time. There is a very, very interesting aerospace museum called the Technic Museum. And out front, they have a giant Lufthansa 747 that is suspended above the ground, probably about 4 or 5 stories. And you can actually go up, and it's a lookout, and you can go out on the wing and look out over the city. They
Did you say go out on the wing?
Yes. They have an observation area on the wing of a 747 5 stories up.
Wow.
Yes.
My husband would be all about that.
And they actually had applied to get one of our space shuttles sent to them. And of course, the United States turned them down. So they have a Russian space or a Russian rocket.
Like a Sputnik. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of, well, Sputnik was a satellite, but yes. Okay. It's not a Soyuz rocket, but it's something, it's older. And so there's it looked like a very, very interesting place with lots of planes and everything. Reminded me of the one at Dulles, at the Smithsonian.
That one's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Cool. So if I had more time, we definitely would have gone. Actually, I would have taken Jeff and dropped and went through it in an hour and dropped him off and left him there for the rest of the day while I go sit there and drink beer.
Yeah, go have pretzels and beer.
Exactly.
Nice.
Okay, the next stop is Rüdesheim, and I know that one from the coffee.
Yes, yes. That is actually known for the coffee, but more so, they're actually known for their wine. That is actually where they grow the Riesling. And it is also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And we did actually do the wine tasting because, you know, you're in wine country. So what do you do when you're in wine country?
Go home. Well, Riesling is my favorite white wine, too. So,
well, there you go.
I'd have to try that.
Well, these were very dry Rieslings, which, you know, some of them are very, very sweet. These were not the sweet ones. These were definitely the more dry. My dear honey bought me an ice wine. We have not cracked it open yet, so.
Cool.
But on top of that, there is also a big monument on the top, where they carved this giant sculpture as a reunification under the Prussian rule. Very, very nice, and very, very large, not quite what you'd expect in the middle of nowhere. But Rüdesheim's kind of in the middle of nowhere, and there's this giant monument on top of the hill. And you can take a gondola up to the top and hike up there, or you can basically hike up there all yourself, and we're definitely not going to be doing that. We're going to be riding the gondolas.
Yes. You could hike up and gondola back, right?
You could. Because, yes, you have to have a ticket. They don't take your ticket when you go up. They take your ticket when you come down.
Okay. So remember to buy the ticket before you hike up.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. But, yes, Rüdesheim is a cute little town. And then on top of that, they've also got the Siegfried's Mechanical Musical Museum. And it is a museum full of calliopes and musical machines that run on, some of them on hand cranks, some of them, they're like little music boxes, things such as that. And if you follow YouTube, they also have the marble machine. The marble machine. This guy basically decided that he was going to create a instrument that ran on marbles.
Okay.
And he failed miserably. But he learned a lot, and now he's working on it, a second version number two. And the original marble machine is actually being housed and being set up for the Siegfried's Mechanical Musical Cabinet.
Is this one of those things where there's like an obstacle course for a marble and they just keep going around and around and around kind of thing?
Kind of, but it creates music.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he's a guitar player and he wanted to learn, he basically wanted to create some kind of almost like a hammered dulcimer with marbles.
Okay. I like it.
So.
All right. And then after that, you sail through the Rhine Gorge, which for most people who don't know, that's like castles everywhere.
Yes. And this, again, is another UNESCO site. It's a 65-kilometer stretch, and there's 40 castles. And most of these are all from the Holy Roman Empire.
Wow.
There is no other place in the planet that has this concentration of castles. Some of them are very, very small. Some of them are very, very large. But these were all designed so that all the boats coming down the river paid their taxes. You had to pay a tax in order to go through the area. So, and every castle that you came to, you had to pay a fee in order to go through there. And if you didn't, then they would, you know, shoot arrows at you and, you know, try to sink your boat. And you may get away with it, but then again, you may not. And you may lose your boat and all of your cargo. So,
wow. That's crazy.
Yes.
Taxes.
Ugh. Taxes. Yep. Hey, that's all those landowners made money.
Yeah.
Okay. And then off to Landstein. This one I'm not familiar with.
Lundstein is it's a very small little village, basically at the corner of the two rivers, the Rhine and can't remember the second river. But
the mine? Or?
No, it's not the mine, because the mine is in Koblenz. This is, I think, the... I can't remember. Anyway, it's a convergence of two rivers. And in that area, they actually took everybody up to tour a medieval castle. And this particular castle is still does not have power. So we had to get there before the sun went down, and everything that is in there, it's all run by candles. And they still light the candles every day in the chandeliers to light the for groups to come visit.
Wow.
Is it the Moselle?
I think so.
Looking at my Alma Waterways map.
Handy dandy map. But it's the convergence of two rivers, and that's where they converge, and that's so it was a very strategic area to be in.
Cool.
Great. All right. How about Cologne?
Now this is one of my favorite cities. I really enjoy Cologne. Cologne is has the cathedral, which it was actually the tallest cathedral up until they built, I believe, the Empire State Building, so in the 20s. So this was the tallest building for a very long time, and it was built in the 1500s. It's a Gothic cathedral. But the great thing about Cologne is that it's also the home of Kolsch beer. So, you know what? We decided to ditch the tours for the day, and we went bar hopping. And nice. We went to six different breweries.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. All right there.
That's like a marathon.
I know. And this was the really cool part. It just happened to be the last weekend of Pride Month.
Oh,
and
fun.
So we had a few breweries that we couldn't quite hit. And they set up in front of one in one of the squares a Pride event, and they had music and bands, and they had a couple of breweries set up right there, so we could hit like three of them all in the same place. It was so nice.
It's almost like you need to be checking off a punch card or something.
Oh, we did. We hit out every single one of them. We're on Untapped. So
that's
yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Good job, and Donna.
Oh, yes. And we had lunch at one of the breweries, and one of the best meals I had the entire time.
Oh.
So, yes, definitely worth it to go to Peter's.
Cool.
All right. It looks like last stop, you ended up in Amsterdam.
Sure. So one of the things that they always do with Alma Waterways is the canal cruise. And I offered that to Jeff. I said, if you would really like to do that, we can. However, I've done it three times. So, you know, I really don't need to do a canal cruise. He's like, nah, I could care less. I says, okay. So we actually did a walking tour of Jordan. Jordan is an area that is more where the locals live in Amsterdam. It's not quite as commercialized. Lots of restaurants, lots of cafes and coffee house. Coffee houses are not, don't serve coffee, just FYI.
Yeah.
Not in Amsterdam.
Yep. That's like code. Yep.
Yes.
Got it.
So, but this is a nice little area that we kind of wandered through. We saw the thinnest house. It was a foot and a half wide.
Wow.
Yes.
Because how far back did it go?
It went back. That's the thing. There were two houses. Yeah. So one of them, like I said, it was a foot and a half wide in the front, and it had one set of windows because you had to pay for your windows in Amsterdam. That's how you paid your taxes, is by the number of windows. And so it only had two windows. But it actually expanded out into this very, very large piece of property behind. But it didn't have any frontage, so it didn't have to pay the big taxes. However, there was another house that was probably 10 feet wide. And it was actually really 10 feet wide all the way back.
Wow.
That was actually another tight, basically very, very skinny house. So,
cool.
But yes, Amsterdam is a really cool city. There's lots to do there. If you are planning on doing a river cruise, whether you start in Amsterdam or you end in Amsterdam, you need to add a few extra days because there really is so many things to see and do.
Yeah.
Lots of museums. Of course, the biggies are the Rijksmuseum, where most of the Rembrandts are, or the Van Gogh Museum, which is next door, which carries a lot of the Van Gogh's paintings. And then there's also, of course, the Anne Frank House, which you have to get your tickets way in advance. So FYI, you definitely want to do that, as well as canal cruises. And of course, everybody needs to see the Red Light District if you, you know, don't have children with you.
See it at least once. Yeah.
See it at least once. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.